is Worship First Podcast with Reverend Eleanor Coleman, pastor of First United Methodist Church in College Station, Texas. We thank you for joining us today and hope that this message inspires you. And remember, God is with you wherever you go. For a word of prayer.
Mighty God, we come before you this day giving you thanks for being God and God alone. God, we thank you for your tradition of faithfulness toward us. We thank you for being the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of slaves and free people, the God of us. God, we thank you that your steadfast love endures throughout the generations. And that steadfast love is covering us this day. God, we thank you for your faithfulness toward us. We pray that it might inspire us to keep the faith, to continue to be your faithful servants, and to grow in our faithfulness. God, we pray that you forgive us this day for the ways that we have fallen short, for the ways in which we have not been faithful. God, we pray that you just remind us of whose we are. Remind us of the strength that is within us. the power that is within us, the courage that is ours, the wisdom that is ours. Remind us more than anything that we are made in your image. Help us, oh God, to reflect your image, your love, your grace, your peace, your kindness. Help us to reflect your compassion in the world this day. Help us, oh God, to keep the faith. It's in the name of your Son and our Savior, Jesus the Christ, that we pray. Amen.
We serve a generous and giving God, so don't forget to worship through your giving. You can give online by visiting firstcollegestation.org and clicking on the Giving tab. Remember FIRST as in the number ST. The ability to give is as close as your smartphone when you text GIVE to 979-399-8303 or download the Ministry One app. Don't forget, you can still give using the QR code on the bulletin online or mail your checks to the church at 1125 Welburn Road, College Station, Texas 77840. Thank you for your generosity.
Oh.
words from Isaiah chapter 40, beginning with verse 28. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youths will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Let's pray. God, we thank you for your faithfulness. God, we thank you for the fact that you give us strength, especially when we are weary. God, I pray that this word be used to strengthen your disciples this day. I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of every heart is acceptable and pleasing in your sight. It's in the name of Christ we pray. Amen. Our Negro National Anthem encourages us to sing a song full of the faith that the dark past has taught us. Sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought us. Or the people of Ghana might say it this way, Sankofa. Sankofa literally translates in its simplest form, go back and get it. Go back and get it. San to return. Ko to go, fa to fetch, to seek, and to take. Sankofa. Essentially, the word encourages us to take from our past what is good and bring it into the present in order to do good, in order to progress. This month's preaching theme is Sankofa, reaching back and rising up. This month, we will explore what Big Mama Nim knew without an ounce of education or book learning. We'll examine the wisdom of our ancestors whose strength courses through our veins even if we don't know their names. This month, we will go back and get our collective inheritance of faith and love and steadfastness and that willingness to fight the good fight. Sankofa is also linked to a proverb that translates, it is not wrong to go back for that which you have forgotten. And friends, somebody may have forgotten why your grandmother faithfully studied her Sunday school lesson every day like she was preparing for the SAT. Somebody has forgotten why your grandfather worked the land so hard and worked so hard to make sure your family owned a piece of land. Some of us have forgotten why your parents insisted on you sharing with your neighbor an egg, a cup of sugar, a cool slice of watermelon, because you never know when you may find yourself knocking, when you may find yourself in need. Somebody has forgotten why it was necessary to get beat all the way down the street by everyone on the block if word got out that you had done wrong while away from home. It is time to go back and get it. Because somebody may have forgotten the habits that kept us healthy, the mindsets that kept us strong as a people. That makes today a good day to go back for what we've forgotten, a good day to go back and get it, a good day to reach back and rise up. Today is the perfect day to sing a song full of the faith that the dark past has taught us. It's a good day to sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought us. I consider Maya Angelou's poem, And Still I Rise, to be a song full of faith from the past, a song full of hope in the present. She ends with these words, out of the huts of history's shame, I rise. Up from a past that's rooted in pain, I rise. I am a black ocean leaping and wide, welling and swelling, I bear in the tide. Leaving behind nights of terror and fear, I rise into a daybreak that's wondrously clear. I rise, bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave. I am the dream and the hope of the slave. I rise, I rise, I rise. Friends, we are the dream and the hope of those kings and queens who were enslaved. The dream and the hope of those doctors and astronomers, those midwives and teachers who were enslaved. I imagine that they had us on their minds, took the time and prayed for us, as the old song says. I imagine that each day they lived in bondage, they dreamed of our freedom. I can't even imagine what it took to endure American slavery. But whatever was in them that empowered them, that enabled them to overcome language barriers and build communities, that gave them the ability to be innovative and just literally glow up, as we would say today, whatever was in them is in us. And today the Lord is calling us to reach back and rise up. Facing the rising sun of our new day begun, let us march on till victory is won. And we are still so far from victory. There is still so much work that people of faith are called to do, so many injustices that we are called to fight against. And I said people of faith because our worship is directly linked to our work in the world. Our worship inspires our work in the world. Psalm 15 explains it this way. Lord, who may dwell in your sacred tent? Who may live on your holy mountain? In other words, who may come and worship you, God? And God replies, the one whose walk is blameless, who does what is righteous, who speaks the truth from the heart, the one whose tongue utters no slander, who does no wrong to a neighbor and casts no slur on others, the one who despises a vile person, but honors those who fear the Lord, the one who keeps an oath even when it hurts and does not change their mind, the one who lends money to the poor without interest, who does not accept a bribe against the innocent. Whoever does these things will never be shaken. Whoever does these things is rising up, church, is rising up in a righteous way, is rising up to do the things that please God. Whoever does these things worships in spirit and in truth. Whoever does these things has reached back to understand faith and understand what faith asks of us. As we go back and get a good understanding of faith, it seems only right to read from the lineage of faith that we find in Hebrews 11. The chapter begins with familiar words. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. Some translations say by it the elders gained approval. The word tells us that by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. And then the writer begins to call the roll. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place, even though he didn't know where he was going. By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, for he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. By faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed. And she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born as many as the stars of the sky, innumerable as the sand by the seashore. Friends, already we can see that Faith will call us to do things that don't make sense to anybody but God. We see that faith will call us to say yes to assignments without having so much as an outline. Faith will call us to do things that we're not even physically capable of doing. Faith will call us to do things that will manifest in blessings for the multitudes. If we walk by faith and not by sight, and we as a people know how to walk in the dark times. We know how to walk by sight. We know how to walk by faith and not by sight. We know how to walk by faith even when we can't see the path. We have night vision. Harriet Tubman had it. Walk thousands upon thousands of miles guided only by the stars for the sake of other folks' freedom. And even before her, our foremothers and forefathers had it as they lay crammed in slave ships, piled on top of one another for the 6 to 8 weeks that it took to sail across the Atlantic Ocean. Those who fought Jim Crow and resisted night riders, they had night vision. They knew how to trust God in the darkest, scariest of hours. And those who have marched and strategized and organized for liberty and justice for all from the 1920s to the 2020s, they have it. We as a people know how to walk by faith, even when rights are being rolled back, even when rents are being raised, even when the benefits of insurance are reduced, we still have an assurance, blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. This is our story. This is our song. Even in slavery, even when discriminated against, we have kept the faith because we know who sits on the throne. We have been praising our Savior all the day long, being faithful to our Savior all the day long. And today, we are able to sing a song full of the faith that the dark past has taught us. We are able to sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought us. Hebrews 11 adds more lyrics to our song of faith. It tells us by faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac. And he who received the promise offered up his only begotten son. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph and worshiped, leaning on the top of his staff. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden 3 months by his parents because they saw he was a special child and they were not afraid of the king's commands. By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea as if on dry land. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were encircled for 7 days. By faith, the harlot Rahab did not perish with those who did not believe because she had received the spies with peace. In other words, friends, by faith, we will be tested and tried. By faith, you and I will be protected and provided for. By faith, our latter days will be better than our former days. By faith, God will make ways out of no way if we only believe, if we only keep the faith. But sometimes, every now and then, don't you just want to cry out like the man told Jesus, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Lord, help me on the days I'm too tired to watch, fight, and pray because I really just want to nap. Lord, help me on the days when being still and knowing that you are God is all I can do because I don't have another faith step in me. Some days, don't you just want to shout, God of our weary years, God of our silent tears, thou who has brought us thus far on the way, thou who has by thy might led us into the light, keep us forever in the path we pray. lest our feet stray from the places, our God, where we met thee, lest our hearts, drunk with the wine of the world, we forget thee. To those of us who sing that song, to those who are crying out in weariness, God says through the prophet Isaiah, I got you. Trust me. Isaiah 40 says, do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. In other words, you're tired, but God's not. The Lord is saying, just do your job and let me do my job. In other words, we're invited to lay some of our burdens down and trust that he gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Isaiah says, even youths grow tired and weary, even young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. If we have the faith, God has the power to do anything. I don't know what you need to go back and get so that you can stand true to our God, true to our native land. I don't know what you need to go back and get so that you can worship in a way that honors God. I don't know what you need to reach back for to strengthen your night vision. I don't know what you need to go back and get so you can be sure to walk by faith and not by sight. But whatever it is, today is a good day to reach back and rise up in the spirit of Sankofa. Friends, there are two symbols that you might see that represent Sankofa. One is an embellished heart, but the most common is a bird with its head turned backwards while its feet face forward. And the bird is also taking an egg off its back, holding it in its mouth. If we are to sing a song full of the faith that the dark past has taught us, some of us need to feast off of our rich history today. We might need to read an actual book and not just something we Googled. Some of us will need to be fed by those who have gone before us. Some of us need to eat the egg on our back. Some of us have to go back and get it. Go back and get the obedience of Abraham, the courage of Moses. Go back and get Rahab's willingness to take a risk. Go back for Joshua's strength. Go back and get David's fighting and praying spirit. Somebody today needs to go back and get the faith and the perseverance of the woman with the issue of blood. And all of us could stand to go back and get the commitment of Christ himself. Whatever it is we need today, it's already in our DNA, biblical and cultural. So go back and get it. Reach back and rise up. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Friends, would you take a moment to pray about how God is speaking to you today? Seeds have been planted and God's word does not return void. It goes out and produces fruit. It accomplishes the purposes for which it was sent. Take time to pray about how God is sending you today.
Thank you for joining us. Special thanks to those who support this ministry with their time, talent, and gifts. If you enjoy this podcast, you can subscribe, share with friends, and on your social media stories. Don't forget to tag us at First United Methodist Church, College Station. Peace and God bless.